This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome back, world. It's another Wednesday with the squad. Let's get straight into it.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about pedophilia. We have the actual definition. Pedophilic disorder is characterized by occurring intense sexual arousing, fantasy, urges, or behavior involving children, usually 13 years or younger.
Damn.
Wait, hold up. But then if it says 13 years or younger, if a girl's 14...
Billy,
no.
No, guys.
Wow.
I was like,
have you guys ever had any experiences with pedophilia, like, directly?
No. Or wait, as us being the pedophile?
No, like, maybe you've experienced.
No.
Maybe you've witnessed some, like, pedophilic behavior happening.
Nah, I feel like chance. Like, you know, scrolling through Insta.
Ooh.
If you don't go, hey, when you realize you're 16, then you're pedophile.
Yeah.
But then also, what about these honeys that be acting like they're 21 and they're actually just 13?
Well, even
the minute you realize she's 13, I
boy. Exactly.
Child.
But then, okay, let's say... What you realize doing? When it's too late, dog. Like maybe.
Oh. It's lunch.
But you don't pray for your food first.
Nah,
bruh,
she's
no.
Just a snack.
No, guys,
Oh, brunch.
Yeah. Wow.
Yo.
After 13, your meal.
My man said brunch.
So, like, no one's ever had any experience, like, you've witnessed anything directly?
Like, I don't think I've ever had somebody, like, way older than me flirt with me or some ish like that when I was
Yeah, I think the oldest person was better with me, like, 3-4 years.
So, that's like a dating age group for me, like, 5 years away, older and younger.
It's not specific.
I'm saying in between.
Tell us your story because we're talking about before the right turns on and like, obviously, there's this 5 year thing. What's going on in this 5 year?
I was like in my last years of high school.
This is a trick for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, like, she was in grade 9.
But why 5 years? That's only 3 years.
No, I didn't realize. Like,
did she lie about it?
No, she never told me. That's the thing.
You didn't ask?
How did you find out?
Like, when it was her birthday.
Oh!
Yeah.
How old are you?
How did that make you feel, bro?
Like, our lives having panic attacks, right?
Damn.
That's so hectic.
On her birthday.
Her birthday, imagine.
So, did you keep on dating her after that?
Yeah, but...
But, like, would you consider a female, like, dating a younger guy that's, like... 5 years younger being a pedophile.
It depends on where you're at, though. No, for me, because if I'm 21 and she's 26.
Yeah.
No, but then you're not a child.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No,
it depends on.
I'm talking about she's immature, like the same.
Yeah, same scenario. I saw on Facebook an 18-year-old girl gave herpes to a 12-year-old boy. So that is basically pedophilia.
Yeah, it is.
So it doesn't have a gender, it's a characteristic.
No, because I feel like there's like a double standard, because when it's a female, she's seen as like a cool girl or like...
That's at a different age group. Like Tom said, if she's 26, I'm 21, there's never going to be a problem with vice versa. But if I'm 11 and she's 16, and then she gets to 18, then there's
some issues.
Either wait it out until this girl's 18. Don't do nothing.
Guys, if you plot twist, your daughter or your son comes back
home with someone 10 years older than they
let me not say this is going on here. This is going on here. We can't.
Don't say specific names. Just give out the jump.
Throwing hands.
I'm throwing hands.
I feel like
I'm throwing hands.
My daughter is done with school. And
no,
she's
16.
She's
16.
And he's 20. Yo. Hold
up.
I will snack the love out.
Imagine.
But I feel like you can't do anything about it because she's still gonna low key go see the nigga.
I'm getting him arrested, man. But also, she doesn't understand. She thinks she loves him. Jiggy jiggy, boy has how many girls on the side? Then what happens?
What if he's a good nigga? Then he's not.
You'll wait.
R. Kelly, dog. R. Kelly married Aaliyah when she was young.
When she was 15.
Oh, yeah. Hate and nothing but a number.
Exactly. So, you saying you would let like somebody like R. Kelly thing with your daughter?
I was just giving this scenario.
What did you do?
I'm killing a nigga.
No, but just fame saved R. Kelly. Like, fame saved R. Kelly.
On the topic of R. Kelly, right? I heard that, of course, there are some cases that are true. But I heard some women are just coming out with lies now because other people are coming out.
There could be. There's potential of that happening. But like, I'm sure the genuine ones, because like,
There's ones with actual evidence, like that whole series.
But the ones that are pretending are wrong because they're taking away from the actual victims. So now it's like you're second guess, is this girl actually telling the truth or is she lying? But with the whole R. Kelly thing, someone once said, what were these young girls doing with old man? Because they knew he was old. It's like you put the blame on the child for being with this old person.
For me it's the parents. Like, how can you leave your child unsupervised with somebody you don't know?
But you can't watch your child to know what
it is.
Like,
okay, you know? R. Kelly's she doesn't like to be known as a victim. I read her book. Like, it's literally a two-sided story to this shit, because she literally says, like, she calls him daddy and it's like, yo, daddy. You know, she's open and she's
so she's young.
So it's kind of like, yeah, he's it's pedophilia, but then again, she's like, she's accepting the shit and she's for it too. So then what? Okay, it's kind of like the opposite of pedophilia. I don't know what if you're into older guys, it's not okay, even if you're okay with it.
Like, for example, if a groupie is 16, Drake comes and is like, hey, I like you. You're a groupie. You're not gonna care about the age gap.
Yeah.
It's a famous person that you really like, and they ain't taking interest in you. You as a young person, you don't know what's going on. Yeah. It's just emotional.
Okay, guys. So I'm gonna post another scenario to you guys. When you guys were younger, did you ever feel any feelings of attraction towards an older person?
Does Halle Berry count?
But let's say someone was close to you, like.
Yes.
Who was it? And could you say?
I'll never expose.
Wait, how much older?
You don't pedophilic age.
No. She like me.
But I know the lady in church who I used to find attractive, guys.
Like hiking.
Church.
Yeah. Like
make space for Jesus.
But I feel like teachers count.
Yeah.
So for me,
I actually had for one of my teachers, like, One of my teachers actually slept with a student, and then we all started liking him.
Wait, why did you guys start liking him?
Because it just became hot after that. Plus, he's like white, and he low key looks like Channing Tatum, but then he's not.
Wait, like, what grade was this?
Grade 11.
So that's not so bad.
No, he slept with a girl that was in grade 11.
Okay, that is
so bad.
She's probably 17.
Turning 17.
Now what happened to the teacher? Was
nobody knew about it besides like the group of us.
Seriously, so like you guys didn't find it weird or anything?
No.
But so the girl was cool with it, right?
Huh?
The girl was cool with it.
No, she actually did the things with him.
Mm. Oh,
she
yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
This young man is actually coming up for you.
Let me tell you, mobile classes are dangerous, guys.
Ah.
Bro, that happened in a mobile class.
So was it a once-off thing? Was it
once-off?
Okay.
And then, like, she kept getting, like, really good marks after. And we were we were confused. But then now he, like, moved to Korea, so that's sad.
Oh, but I understand why the youngins are for it though, eh? Because think about it, you getting attention from an older person.
Yeah.
What, like,
that's creepy for me.
Nah, no, yeah, but wait, now it's creepy now though. Think about it.
In my mind, I can't fathom why getting attention from a person who's 40 years would be nice if I'm 16.
No, but he wasn't 40.
No,
he was like
40.
27, 26.
Okay.
Like, yeah, 27 you can say. So
that's,
it's not,
that's basically the scenario I gave you guys. If your daughter came back with a guy who's 10 years
you see,
old,
so it's,
yeah, but
still,
so that's what we're saying. Like, different. Remember, we spoke about
old
mindsets.
Yeah.
When you the young, and like for me, dog, I was in grade 6. Beautiful teacher likes me, so you like
my
teacher.
This is a
you see,
yeah.
Some, the boy became the man.
I guess we're all different because in my mind, I was never like I feel creeped out by that kind of attention. Like if someone older than me was looking at me in those kind of eyes, I'd be like, hi, man, no.
So, wait, now, yeah. Now
wait.
I
oh, but
anyway.
Wait, let me ask. So would you get a sugar mama right now?
Right now? Honestly, to get the bag, yes.
Yeah.
For the bag,
get
I'll get the
whip.
Would you get a sugar mama?
Okay, okay, man. My sugar mama will take care of me.
So this has been the coolest podcast ever. Thank you guys for listening. I'm gonna link everybody's Instagram handles in the page.
Exo _ Mike.
It's Winnie the Bitch.
Thank you guys for listening. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Take you
away.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.